Some 200 people packed the Cobb County Commission chambers in Marietta Monday night, with more than 70 more turned away at the door. From T-shirts and posters, it looked like an even split of supporters and detractors, but most of those who spoke were against the project, including Cobb resident Jim Dawes.
The studies have indicated that the only people that really benefit from taxpayer subsidies of professional sports facilities are the owners and the athletes, and the taxpayers get stuck holding the bill. It's happened again and again, and it's hard to believe that Cobb County is about to head down this road after we've had stable, level-headed government for so long.
Among the other citizen concerns, traffic, crime, neighborhood property values, displacement of wildlife during construction, and the transparency of the process so far. Commissioner Bob Ott said he wouldn't reveal how he planned to vote, but it appeared he'd made his mind up in favor of the proposed stadium and entertainment complex.
What happens is you kind of give everything that people want in one place, so it cuts down on traffic. And when you have a good trail network or whatever, people can walk to where they want to go. So I'm a big fan of mixed use just because of what I've seen it do already.
Ott has one of five votes on the commission. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.
And I'm Alec Ragsdale. Another commissioner in today's vote is South Cobb's Lisa Cupid. Around 200 people showed up for the town hall meeting she hosted in Mableton. Cupid spent the duration of the meeting clearly conflicted on which way to vote, often speaking as though she were asking permission to vote no.
It's funny you say that because I was actually leaning towards no. I almost wanted permission to do otherwise, to vote yes.
Cupid emphatically believes the stadium is already a done deal and is wrestling with whether or not voting no even matters.
Philosophically, yes. I get kudos from those who want to see me stick to my guns. But at the end of the day, I ran for office because I knew the district needed work.
Cupid, like many of her constituents last night, still objects to how fast everything is moving. But she's beginning to think having a new stadium in Cobb could bring about a positive change.
I'm going to have to pray about it. And again, I know my conviction says this is way too fast, that we are not getting all that we need. We may not be best positioning the county for success. But looking at this district and what we need, looking at the shape of this facility and the area you have to drive through to get here in Cobb County, we need a place at the table.
So do you feel like voting yes will benefit this area?
I believe it could, yes.
The commissioners vote later tonight. For WABE News, I'm Alec Ragsdale.